We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
You know, kind of interesting. Roger Stone, you've had this in the news, obviously, this morning, right? Roger Stone,
yep.
Who had his sentence commuted by the president. But not his conviction.
Right.
Okay. He said that they wanted him, the Mueller team, to lie. Right?
Yep.
And it's very interesting it's interesting that he said this because he is not the first person to say that the Mueller team wanted him to lie.
Yep. You're correct.
Michael Flynn said that.
Yep.
So did Jerome Corsi.
Yes.
They wanted him to make something up on Trump that they could use for impeachment. Mm-hmm. So if it was just Roger Stone saying that, I'd be like, well, maybe that happened, maybe it didn't. But when you get into three,
mm-hmm.
honest to God, President Trump is so lucky to have had Michael Flynn, Jerome Corsi, and Roger Stone be the ones the FBI picked. Because if one of them had crumbled and lied, he might not be president right now. He might have been impeached. But every one of them, at incredible cost to themselves, said no. Here is Roger Stone talking about it. I'm gonna play Jerome Corsi. We're gonna bring it back up. He's talking about on July 24th, Jeannie Rhee, who was heading my prosecution within the Mueller team. That's extraordinary in itself, he says, because she was previously represented Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation in the illegal email server case and the missing email case. How is that even possible that she's on this team? Anyway, he says, so she had clear bias. She was a maximum donor to both of Hillary's presidential campaigns. By the way, she has all the charm of a North Korean prison guard. I mean, this was a persecution by Hillary donors. This is what this was. Anyway, he talks about how she made it clear to one of his lawyers that if he'd just make some stuff up about Trump, she'd go easy on him.
She made it very clear to one of my lawyers after a hearing she asked to see him privately that if I would re-remember certain phone conversations I had with candidate Trump, if I would come clean, if I would confess, that they might be willing to, recommend leniency to the judge. Perhaps I wouldn't even serve any jail time. And I didn't have to think about it very long. I said, absolutely not. There was no circumstance under which I would bear false witness against the president. I was just not willing to lie. Now, in the last 2 days, when I said that, people said, you see, Stone had the goods on Trump, and he traded his silence for a commutation. That is patently false. I never said that. I never implied that. What I said has been consistent, that I would not lie against my friend of 40 years so they could use it for impeachment. They wanted me to be the ham in their ham sandwich because they knew the Mueller report, particularly on Russia, was a dud. It was a goose egg.
We're looking at a level of absolute profound corruption mm-hmm. right here.
Yeah.
If it was just Roger Stone, he's kind of a goofball. You kind of go, well, I don't know. But here's Jerome Corsi, who had very, very limited interactions with Trump. But they wanted him to tell the same lie. Oh, I was the Russian conduit, or I knew about the Russian conduit, because they don't have one. Keep in mind, remember when the Mueller report came out? They finally had to admit they didn't have, there's no collusion. There's none. There's no back channels. There's nothing. There's no connection between Trump and the Russians. Here's Jerome Corsi. They destroyed his life, too, basically saying, look, if you will just lie about Trump, we can make the pain stop. Here we go.
Do you believe that Robert Mueller and his team are coercing witnesses to provide false testimony by using these tactics of imprisonment, bankrupting them in legal fees? Do you believe people are, their arms are being twisted to provide false and misleading testimony on behalf of Mueller and his team with these tactics?
100% yes, and I've experienced it personally, and that's why I'm angry.
He goes on to tell his story of what it's like to be terrorized by Mueller's team of Hillary Clinton attorneys and donors.
The plea deal I was making initially, where I have to go before a federal judge and swear that I knowingly will, I have to, they're forcing me to lie in order to stay out of prison. Now, you know, it's kind of rare you get a guy from Harvard with a PhD who thinks Jesus Christ is his personal savior. That you're looking at him. And I'm not going to lie, swearing to God in front of a federal judge to keep my sorry hide out of prison. If there's where the Mueller is, that's where the prosecution is, I'll spend the rest of my life in jail and I'll die in jail. And I don't anticipate a Donald Trump pardon. I'm not asking Donald Trump for a pardon. I'm not doing this because I think I'll get off on this. I'm doing it because I know they're going to put me in jail. They'll probably charge me with enough to put me there until I die. I'm 72 years old. And I say, bring it on, because I'm going. I will not lie to a charge I did not commit in front of a federal judge swearing to God. I won't do it. And that's Mueller. And that's the degree to which they go to coerce to get what they want.
Wow. That's a similar story, isn't it?
Yes. And it is the real sad thing about this is that we still have a political party and a large part of the American media that continue to repeat this narrative that Donald Trump and his campaign colluded with the Russians and the Russians interfered in the 2016 presidential election. And this is false. Did not happen. No evidence. Didn't happen. And these people continue to broadcast this false narrative for political purposes.
Yeah, and that's how desperate they were to try to corroborate it so they wouldn't have to admit they had nothing. He is the third person we know of, again, who's told the same story. So is Flynn. They wanted me to lie, and I wouldn't do it. They tore me to pieces. I mean, this is what we call justice in America. It's really sad. It's really frustrating.
Well, justice is just for us if you're on the left.
Right.
That's the only justice.
Right. And Kayleigh McEnany, we're going to play this as an epic rant later in the show, spokesperson of the White House. I love it. Finally pointed out to the media, listen, all of your heroes of the deep state, James Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, and Andrew McKay provably lied under oath to Congress. No, they didn't have their door kicked in by heavily armed men. They didn't find themselves surrounded by military vehicles to block their, escape. They weren't terrorized in the middle of the night. They all have, high-paid speaking gigs, which is what happens when you lie under oath. And, I mean, John Brennan Lee, again, is the most egregious case. He had the CIA spy on the Intelligence Committee, including Lindsey Graham, Dianne Feinstein, who was apoplectic about it. Then they asked him under oath if the CIA had illegally spied on them. He said, no, under oath. Then when he was cold, busted, dead to rights, he apologized. So he's admitted he lied under oath. I mean, it's indisputable. Has anyone ever touched John Brennan? No. He is a go-to source on how Trump's corrupt. That's America today, folks. That system doesn't change, we're going to lose our country.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't want to wear a mask while you're shopping? Well, in Greenville County, you're supposed to wear a mask. Yeah, and in several other areas as well, that has passed. If you're one of those avoiding Greenville County for that reason, you might be shopping in Simpsonville or in Greer. Well, Greer might soon not be an option for you. Looks like tonight the Greer City Council will take a vote on a new forced mask mandate. Joining us now is City Council member Joe Lynch. Hey, Joe.
Hey, hi. I'm not a council member, but
oh, I thought you were. I'm sorry.
No, we're not.
I made the mistake.
We live in a neighborhood with some. We live in the mayor's neighborhood, and we heard that this was going to happen. Now, if you go to the cityofgreer.org website, you'll find nothing about this. It's kind of being brought in this evening as if this is a regular meeting. There's no mention of it on the website. So this is sort of an undercover of darkness. We're going to vote on this evening. And we do have confirmation that this is going to happen. My wife called all the council members. Only one actually answered. And he admitted, yes, they are voting on that tonight. Well, now, he also admitted that the majority of calls he's getting is against the mask ordinance. So hopefully he will be a no vote. If not, then we have some questions again for that council member, but that is happening tonight. And we just wanted to get that out so that people are aware of this. If they want to show up for the meeting to express their discontent about it, then it needs to be out there. But as of now, the website says nothing about it.
Yeah. And this is exactly what happened with the city of Greenville. This just came clear out of nowhere. There wasn't a lot of advanced notice with it at all. And this is, from my reading of it, almost exactly the same ordinance that the city of Greenville passed, which is a $25 fine for a person, you know, not wearing the mask. And if it's a person who's, you know, a worker, you know, food service, that kind of thing, it's up to $100 fine. Now, the sheriff has said he's not going to enforce that. And he literally can't. He was on the show the other day and he said, listen, we have at any given moment about 27 deputies patrolling the entire county. I mean, we can barely handle crime and calls for service. We can't be the mask police. I don't know how much this is going to be enforced. And again, they're not, as far as I can tell by the reading of this, going. They're doing what Greenville did, which says, you know, they're not going to make businesses enforce this. So it's kind of almost an honor system, but still.
Well, today, what we have today, though, and you're seeing it more and more, is that we've got our own little mask police out there. You don't have to have the sheriffs enforce it. You've got people who are willing to get in your face, which is kind of counterproductive to wearing a mask, but they're willing to get in your face and get onto you for not wearing a mask. So I think this is part of what they want to do, is get everybody to just be against each other and distract us from everything else.
And of course, the Greer Police Department could enforce this in Greer, but
right.
Won't be seeing enforcement from the sheriff's deputies, at least as of now, unless something changes. But I mean, even if they were to enforce it, Joe, I don't know how they literally don't have the manpower to do it. Not even close.
Exactly.
So
Yeah, and for my family and myself, we've got, you know, several health issues that, even though masks do reduce your effectiveness of the immune system. I mean, if a healthy person wears it a lot, and I myself have asthma, and I have difficulty wearing a mask. And but the problem is, if you get a citation or something, then you're going to have to prove that, you know, I have to prove that I have asthma, which is kind of counterproductive to medical privacy. So I'm not sure how it's all going to work.
Absolutely. You know what I wonder about, too? I'm starting to know more and more people who, well, not many, but a handful, who've had this. And then they've been cleared with by their doctor to return to work. My friend Heidi's one of them. And I'm just wondering, you know, why should everybody have to wear a mask? I mean, if you've got the antibodies, you've had this thing, it's just silly to say that everybody has to do this. So I don't know. To me, it is. But anyway, Greer City Council, if you live in Greer, then you may want to contact your city council member about the mask ordinance, because that will be voted on this evening. So thank you, Joe. Appreciate you stopping by here at 106.3 WORD.com. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, the city of Greer doesn't have the right to impose mask requirements on anyone, but the courts and DOJ refused to act. Then pandemonium occurs. Text writes, you said Greenville County when referring to mask, you meant city, right? If I said that, yes, it was not the county. It is the city. I apologize. Texter writes, Greenville City, not county. Sorry, I said county. It's definitely the city. Thank God it's not the county. Greer is, of course, in the county. The fact this is why they have to pass an ordinance, because they're not in the city. The fact that the deep state is operating in this fashion with impunity sort of means the republic is already lost. It's really frustrating for a patriotic American to watch this happen in real time. Texter writes, Tara, please do me a favor. Today, I and my wonderful wife celebrate 23 years of marriage, raising 4 children, and enjoying being conservative and pro-American together. Could you just this once, okay, wish Damon and Terry a happy anniversary from your show? Thank you so much. Love your show. Well, Damon and Terry, happy anniversary. 24 years together in this hard world is something you should celebrate. It's actually awesome. I appreciate it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, where did you get your stats for the teachers that were surveyed? I'd like to take a look at that. Oh, yeah, talking about how kids just aren't showing up and they're not showing up. When they are showing up, they're not showing up consistently. Yeah, that was Greenville News. Article, without in-person classes, many students have essentially gone missing, teachers say. It was Greenville News. So that's where I got it. It's the results. Some of it anyways, the results of the survey and other stuff is just, I mean, really sad story about the kids who were not at school. Here you go. In a survey of about 4,000 South Carolina teachers, only 17% said they had contacted all their students. That's really frightening. Another 21% of the teachers said they had been in contact with less than half of their students. It's just not good. They think 31,000 to 39, they say 31,000 to 39,000, that's Molly Spearman, our superintendent, state superintendent of public instruction, 31,000 to 39,000 students completely unaccounted for across the state. That's a massive number. They haven't turned anything in. They just went AWOL. And we're all sitting around acting like we're going to really go to school. We're not going to really go to school. We're just going to pretend some more, like we pretend about everything. But whatever the case, Damon and Terry, a happy anniversary and a happy Grand Marnier Day. I'm celebrating that with my family. Well, my husband, anyway. Probably my favorite liqueur. Should be yours, too, if you haven't tried it. On this Grand Marnier Day, you got to wonder at this point, folks, what hasn't been declared a day?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the NBA has a pretty colorful history of protecting China. No human rights abuse too great for the NBA to say anything about. But they're horrified by cops here. Cops don't commit genocide in America like they do in China. But that's okay. It's all cool. As long as it's a Marxist government in China, it's all good. Listen to this. The Daily Caller has a sports reporter named David Hookstead. And they got this new thing at the NBA store. Because, you know, they're going to let the players wear, you know, racial justice slogans on their backs. And you can, too. So you can order the, you know, an NBA jersey, Lakers, you know, whatever you want to get. And then, you know, normally you would put one of the players' names on the back. Like maybe your favorite player, you order it, you wear it around, right? Well, now they're letting you put social justice slogans on the back. Well, David Hookstead went on the site and tried to enter a variety of social justice slogans. And when he couldn't get anywhere with some of them, he called the place up. Get this. The NBA store, this is an online store, told him he could not buy a free Hong Kong jersey. Because as we all know, the people in Hong Kong deserve to suffer. Die, be executed, or disappear in the middle of the night for disagreeing with the Chinese. It's all good. We should have that here with our government. Well, wouldn't cops have to enforce that? No, we hate the cops. Oh, okay. That makes total sense. You want to talk about systematic persecution? That'd be China, not America. So if you want to put free Hong Kong on the jersey, nope, no can do. Okay. What if you want a kill cops jersey? That'd be pretty hip, right? That's cool right now, killing cops. Oh, that'd be fine. What? Fortunately, he got it on tape. That's right. After going on their slogan generator, and it would not allow him to put any reference to Hong Kong on the jersey, but kill cops was okay. The reporter, understandably, had a few questions for the folks at the NBA online store. Here's how that went.
So just to be clear, I could not get a jersey that said free Hong Kong, but I can get one that says kill cops on the back of it.
Yes, sir, you can get that one.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Kill cops. You gotta love this, folks. The same people who are obsessed with cops have no problem with China. What does that tell you? It tells you that they are upset that they don't control the cops, like in China. Speaking of which, I want to mention this briefly because I thought about last night, and I need to do this in every segment of the show. Forgive me if you listen to the entire show. I did it in the 6 and the 8 yesterday. I'm going to do a brief recap today because you need to know about this. The George Floyd killing. I'm going to do this again in the 9. Forgive me. I got to do it in every hour because this is important. I mean, this George Floyd case is American history. It's going to be viewed as a huge turning point in this country, no matter which direction the country goes. This is a big deal. We've never seen the kind of civil unrest at this level. I mean, $500 million of destruction just in Minneapolis over this. That doesn't even count the rest of the country. It would run into the billions. We deserve to know everything about the George Floyd case. Everything. It really is a part of American history, which is why it grates me to no end that 2/3 of the videotape of the incident has never been released. Only the part that looks horrendous. Now, if you look at it and you're like 98.5% of the population and you have no idea that that officer was trained to do that unconscious headlock, it looks like he just ground a black man down under his knee or his foot because he could. What you aren't told is he was trained to do what he did. Up until recently, It was in the manual. It was in the manual when he was serving. There was the conscious neck hold and the unconscious neck hold. We've been over that. The purpose of the unconscious neck hold in the training manual that guides the Minneapolis PD is to knock out the suspect. That is the purpose. It is the aim. Knock out the suspect. Why would you do this? Only in life and death situations, yours or the suspect's. Namely, one of the reasons, drug delirium. Remember that word, delirium. Because we've got the transcript now. Oh, you didn't hear about this? Yeah, the funny thing, I knew something was wrong when the media did not want the other two-thirds of the police body cam video. Didn't sue for it, didn't demand it, didn't demand to hear it, didn't want to know anything about it. I knew something was off. And now that we have the transcript, we do not have the video. I really want to watch the video. We do have the transcript. You can tell why the media is not in any kind of hurry to get this. Because George Floyd is clearly overdosing. At one point, he's got foam coming out of his mouth. And the officer asks him, "What were you doing?" He says, "I was hooping." What is hooping? That's when you put drugs in your anus. He says, "I was hooping earlier today." George Floyd knew he was going to die. And an officer hadn't touched him. He told the officers he was ODing, very clearly ODing, so badly so that a bystander, who's not a cop, says, "Man, he's having a heart attack or something." Officer Chauvin keeps saying over and over again, look, dude, the EMTs, they're coming. The word that I would use to describe in this 25-page transcript, I've read every word, I did it twice. The word I would use to describe George Floyd here is pitiful. I feel bad for him. I legit do. He tells the cops, "I'm going to die. Tell my three kids I love them." Why? Because he's overdosing. He's sick. It starts to spin out of control when he says, "I can't feel my face anymore." Do you know what he wanted from the cops? He didn't want to die by himself. He begged them not to put him in the police car. Not because he didn't want to go to jail. That wasn't it at all. He didn't want to be alone because he didn't want to die alone. He said it over and over. He also said over and over, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I had COVID. I can't breathe." No one had laid a hand on him at that point in terms of the neck lock. "Don't leave me, man. Please don't leave me by myself. I'm claustrophobic." He even asked one of the officers to sit with him. Officer said, "I can't do that." Makes sense. You don't lock yourself in the back with a guy. He then begged the officers again and again to put him on the ground. Anything to not go in the car. What are officers of the Minneapolis PD trained to do during delirium? If they don't calm them down, they can have a heart attack. What are they trained to do? Read the manual. Unconscious neck hold. Now, for 8 minutes, that seems a little extreme. Prosecutor will make that point. He may win the case. I don't know. But the defense attorney will say, "I got the manual here. This is standard training. It was done over 500 times by the Minneapolis PD. Not a single death in 5 years, except this guy, who was clearly having a drug overdose, who begged the police to put him on the ground." Now, does that exonerate the officer? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's more to this story you haven't been told, and you haven't been told for a reason. Isn't it funny? This isn't wall-to-wall in the media. It was just released. Isn't that weird? I wonder why. Such a big story, and they're just not interested in it. No way. No way. Folks, okay, I got to preface this. This is not to Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is real. It's really happening, okay? This is a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. New study by Harvard University. Researchers recommend, are you ready for this? Researchers recommend that couples wear face masks while playing the piano. You've been with me for a while. You know what that's a euphemism for. Researchers recommend that couples wear face masks while playing the piano, among other ways of staying safe during the coronavirus pandemic. Why would you? Okay. The study indicates that the highest risk comes for couples who are not quarantined together. I'm going to translate this for you in a second, okay? The highest risk comes for couples who are not quarantined together. But even couples who are quarantined together run the risk of transmission. For example, one partner could go out of the house and become exposed and then transmit the virus unknowingly to the other partner. Boy, that's hot. Take everything off but your mask. Come on. These are the same morons telling us you can get it on surfaces. No, you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Yes, you can. Maybe you can. Probably you can. Maybe you should be careful. It's on surfaces. Wouldn't your... I don't even know. What do we call the other person, though? Partner? God, I hate that word. I hate that word in reference to piano. Partner. Partner is somebody I do-si-do with. Like in a line dance. Partner. God, that creeps me out. Ugh. Anyway, for example, one partner could go out of the house and become exposed. But don't mind. Wait, what are you supposed to do? Honestly, at that point, you might as well just put on gloves. No, don't touch the surfaces. How do you? According to researchers, abstinence is the safest and least risky for infection. Playing the piano by yourself, you know what I mean, is an additional safe recommendation for patients to meet their needs. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, go rub your body up against, I don't know what, somebody else's body? But wear a mask. Okay. Sure. Okay, let's go to the first part. Study indicates the highest risk comes for couples who are not quarantined together. Okay, let me translate. Look, folks. If you have just met the person on Tinder, you should know how, no way, be playing piano with them with or without a mask. Even couples who are, what the heck? You know what's so sad? There are people out there doing this. Yeah, we'll just rub up against each other for 15 minutes while we play the piano. But we'll keep the mask on. They can't be serious. They cannot be serious. You know what this is, folks? You know, this is seriously, you know what I think this whole coronavirus thing is? Yes, it's risky for a small group of people. Those really over the age of 70 and who have pre-existing conditions, right? You know, this is a hostage situation. You will not enjoy one moment of your life, anything you ever liked. Do you get rid of this man, Donald Trump? Do we tell you it's his fault it spread? How is it his fault it spreads? I don't know. We will strip everything you like out of your life. Every last bit of it. You will suffer. And when you want to be playing the piano, you will think of that man, Donald Trump. 130,000 cases. 130,000 deaths. You will think of that man, Donald Trump. You will not enjoy anything ever again without thinking of that man until October, when we will promptly forget all of this and pretend it never happened. Texter writes, my wife and I totally did something similar to this piano mask nonsense. She insisted, so. Huh. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.